This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
All right, here we go, another hour of What's on Your Mind. Breaking news today now is that there are delays at a number of airports around the country because air traffic control is walking out. Yeah. So they're trying to get to a pain point here, folks, is what they are. They want there to be enough hue and cry. Oh, airports, the TSA, they're working. Open that dang government back up. That's what they're trying to do. That's how the swamp works. That is how the swamp works. There's no doubt about it. Brought to you by MyPillow today on What's on Your Mind. And, of course, the MyPillow mattress topper is the rage right now, mainly because it's so awesome. Three layers of support. MyPillow foam they use. That's the support part. The transitional foam relieves your pressure points. And the patented temperature-regulating cover is ultra-soft as well, and so you get the same thing you do with a pillow where it's not too hot, not too cold, it's just right. 30% off on these right now if you use our promo code Scott. And when you do, Mike will give you two standard MyPillows absolutely free. 800-506-9028 is the toll-free telephone number. Senator Kevin Cramer is going to join us for a full hour of the Talk Radio Town Hall on the program. And take your questions and your comments. Looking forward to that. We also have a chance for you to win a MyPillow this hour. If you send us a photo of what you're doing, just show us a little selfie. We want to see you and what you're doing, however you're working. And it's so fun for us to see. Do you see the guy that's replacing a sewer line? Todd and listening to this? I love that one. Yeah.
My two are either that one or the guy working on toy tractors, listening to iHeart on his Alexa.
There's a certain
irony to toy tractors and Alexa. You know, it's kind of a mix of technologies, I guess.
Isn't that something? Good point. Yeah, yeah. You got the old-fashioned toy tractor hobby, and then you got the latest of the latest with the smart speakers. And that's a great way to listen. A lot of people are doing it more and more all the time. We love it.
Yeah, another don't need hands anymore.
I don't know where this picture is from, but I'm pretty sure it's called Paradise, North Dakota, because I'm seeing some mighty nice badlands and, almost killdeer mountain-sized beauty behind, and then a bunch of cattle. Texture says, just feeding the girls. Just feeding
there
the girls.
Go.
I love that. Senator Cramer on you? Daniel, you'll tell me in my ear when we've got him on, right? Yeah, okay. All right. He's probably negotiating. Derek says, love your show, guys. Always on the right side of the issues. Gives us a thumbs up from the cab. A little bit of snow behind him. Love that. Here's one behind the wheel of a Chevy. Driving my daughter to school while I'm listening to you. This is what I do. Another fella, Chris, grinding out the tanks in the oil field. And another working hard for a pillow. Let's see there. I think we have, it looks like a healthcare worker maybe, huh? Can't tell. Got the little name tag on there. Thank you, man. We appreciate that very much. Make sure you sign these so we at least have your first name. We love that. A texture says, was Ed Schaefer in favor of getting the $50 million from the Legacy Fund? We missed that. He is. I think what he said is, first of all, it's a good project. It's worthy of taxpayer dollars. And the $50 to match the $100 would be a good thing. Somebody later said, I'm for not spending any money on the Legacy Fund. And he said, well, I'd be always for that, too, because they always find ways to spend the money. So I think he is of the opinion, look, they're going to spend the money, and they are. So let's spend it on a project like this. And that's the same thing the case the governor's making in his proposals. And, look, all the ideas are worthy of discussion and talking about and everything else. I love that, to get creative. And that's what a legislative session's for. That's a dumb idea. The only thing I think is a dumb idea is spending the principal, and I can't believe people actually suggested it. but anything's possible. But anyway, you know, to me, a legacy fund designed to do what that one is to do is it shouldn't be replacing things that we ought to spend out of the regular funds. And if we can't afford to spend them out of those funds, don't spend it. So anyway, yes, Ed was in favor. Okay, here he is, ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Senator Kevin Cramer on our talk radio town hall now, Fridays from 10 until 11 right here. Good morning, Senator Cramer.
Good morning, Scott. It is an interesting day to do this on a Friday, and I think I kind of like it. I think I'm going to like it a lot, actually. I think it's going to be a nice summary of the week that's behind and perhaps a preview of the week that's ahead. And in terms of my schedule, it's a lot more consistently open. So we'll get in the new groove. I kind of like it.
Me too. You know, we have had government shutdowns before.
Yes.
The government shut down in 2000.
Yeah, about every 2 years. Since the 70s, yeah.
And I remember the one in 2013, and everybody thought was going to be so horrible for the Republicans, and they ended up getting the majority. Remember that? You know, I mean, that was a beauty. And then 2017, of course, after that one, gained seats in the Senate. So they haven't exactly been bad politically, but there's this idea that it's awful. Now, the latest freak out is over air traffic controllers not showing up and delays at bigger airports. And, of course, we've heard about the air trap or the TSA folks for a while as well. You've been down this road before. Is this time now, what's going on, because it's tied to the border security and what's happening, any different? Does this feel any different to you?
It's different in a couple of ways, Scott. And just, you know, so everyone knows my position, government shutdowns are bad. I mean, there's not a good reason for a government shutdown, and it's become such a weapon, all too frequently used. It's, you know, we're here to run the government, not to shut it down. So we have to figure out a better way. But and politically, there's actually, we were in the majority in the 2013 shutdown, actually, and then our majority grew after that one. But anyway, there's lots of theories about why that is and why it's not good for Republicans. And different times it's been good. You know, different times politically it's worked one way, and other times it's worked the other way. The bottom line is we just shouldn't have government shutdowns. That said, this one's different in a couple of ways. One is it's not a full government shutdown. So our highest priority of national defense, for example, is fully funded through the fiscal year. In fact, 75% of the federal government is fully funded and functioning. So in that sense, what you're starting to see, well, what you were seeing for a long time, if you're looking at, you know, sort of regular polling and rolling averages and all those kinds of things, is that most people haven't been directly or personally affected by the shutdown. And that makes a huge difference to the urgency of the moment. The other way this one's different, however, is that it's the longest one we've ever had. So what I just said about not as many people have been personally affected, as time goes on, more and more people are being personally affected. And you just touched on the air traffic control situation at a couple of our largest airports. That will only increase with every day. It is not fair to expect people to not work, not get paid for their work, and to go 2 weeks and not get paid, and then go another 2 weeks and not get paid, and still be deemed essential and have to come to work. That's just wrong, and we shouldn't be doing it. But when you start talking about air traffic control and TSA, you're also increasing the likelihood that you will be personally affected. Either you'll be delayed in getting to where you want to go, whether it's a business trip or family vacation, or you won't go at all. But the worst case scenario, of course, is that people get reckless and that you have a major accident. If you're working at USDA for FDA or something, and there's a foodborne disease that gets into our food supply, and you have some sort of a breakout or crisis, there's lots of ways, as time goes on, that even 25% of the government will start impacting more and more people. I mean, we already see it with our farmers and their inability to get FSA loans or loan guarantees. And while Sonny Perdue has been an absolute champion at USDA in opening offices, particularly field offices, from time to time, and trying to keep them funded either with special funds or fees, things like that. You know, it's all of these things eventually will have more impact on more people. SBA is another one for businesses that rely on SBA funding and financing. And again, we could argue that, you know, whether there should even be such a thing. That's a reasonable political, philosophical argument to have. But to expect people to work for free is just not any, it's not the values of our party or anyone else.
That having been said, there's a number of stories out there, The Hill and other things, suggesting that you know, there's some weak knees in the U.S. Senate, and shouting matches at Senate luncheons, and you know, Mitch McConnell's to blame, and that you know, this, we got to end this. Do you sense that your colleagues you know, are caving, if you will, in the middle of this?
Well, I don't know if I'd call it caving. I mean, our colleagues, we all work for people, and people are getting irritated, and they're impatient, and they want us to do our jobs. And so I don't know if I'd call it caving. I mean, the president himself is looking for a fast solution. There's a sense of urgency in his mind, and understandably so. His friends in New York are probably calling right now saying, I'm on the tarmac in LaGuardia, and I want this place open. So,
see, if I'm Donald Trump,
yeah,
I say, look, we've tried all the other ways. It's going back to Reagan to get this thing done right. It hasn't happened. So, sorry, we just got to stick together and make this happen, tough as it is. We'll talk more about it after the break.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Matt Gast of the North Dakota Soybean Council. We invite you to attend the second annual Northern Corn and Soybean Expo on Tuesday, February 12th at the Fargo Dome. This free event will feature speakers Chip Flory of AgriTalk and author and humorist Mark Mayfield. Breakout sessions will focus on the latest topics affecting soy and corn farmers, including an international trade update, Palmer Amaranth panel, and an insect, diseases, and soil panel. A large trade show is also part of the day. We hope you'll join us Tuesday, February 12th, starting at 7:30 a.m. at the Fargo Dome for a day of education, networking, and fellowship. Learn more and register for the Northern Corn and Soybean Expo at northerncornsoyexpo.com. Registration is free and encouraged.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Imagine a long Northern Plains winter with a swim spa in your home. Talk about wellness. Vince Webker is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. What's an endless pool?
Well, an endless pool is a fitness machine, as we like to call it. What it allows you to do is physical activity in water. For example, they have a treadmill on the bottom, and like I tell everybody, not everybody's a runner, but everybody in an endless pool can be a good runner because of the aspect of the water. And the ability for us as human beings to exercise in water allows that mobility to continue, and great things happen in water. That's why we rehab in water, and you know, several success stories of losing weight and becoming more physical fit with this product. And they just introduced a bicycle to it too. So for those of you that are into triathlons, and you can do all three in this product.
Incredible. See it at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Bismarck, Minot, Devil's Lake, Grand Forks, and Fargo too. Online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Brought to you part today by our friends at Go Wireline. Go Wireline is, of course, the place to work. Go Wireline, an equal opportunity employer. They have industry-leading benefits, competitive wages, They're looking for experienced wireline engineers and operators, crane operators right now with the NCCCO certification. And on occasion, they hire candidates with no wireline experience, but that meet the qualifications, willing to maintain their high standard of performance and customer service. So check it out. GoWireline.com/careers. Questions, comments for Senator Kevin Cramer are welcome. Your texts are already rolling in here. We'll get to those, but we also welcome your calls at 701-258-0550. So my point is, I'm totally with you on the fact that, you know, the pain point comes from people saying, you know, so if senators are getting nervous, they're getting nervous because they see either poll numbers or they see people calling in big numbers, and they're starting to think, gosh, we need to figure this out. But if I'm Donald Trump, I'm going to say, yes, I know there's going to be pain, and there's going to be more pain. I've offered you all kinds of reasonable ways to do this, even giving you things I didn't want to do. And if you're not going to do it, if I cave now, even for short-term funding, guess what? We're going to be right back where we've been how many times since Ronald Reagan in getting true border, you know, security and true barriers at the border. So is he wrong to continue to hold out?
Well, I don't know. I'm not advising him on this one. He is, we had lunch yesterday with the vice president for over 2 hours. There's no question the president is resolute. He was very grateful after our vote yesterday that the vast majority of Republicans stuck together on the bill that opens the government and funds border security, and that Joe Manchin joined us. Now, people should know, two Republicans voted against that. And two weren't there. There were two missing. I think Rand Paul and one other one wasn't, you know, they're gone. But two voted against even that. One of them was Tom Cotton and the other Mike Lee, because they didn't like the compromise. They didn't like the DACA, you know, 3 years extension of DACA immigration. And there's a very good argument for that. I don't begrudge them that position, but you see how difficult it is to cobble together 60 votes to do something like this when two of your most conservative members won't even compromise. Again, I don't begrudge them their position. I'm just saying it's not a trifling matter, and I think Donald Trump is experiencing what a lot of executives that have never been part of a legislative process experience, and that is a lack of patience.
How about this? Is it time for a national emergency just to end this by fixing it another way?
So now you're touching on what I think he's saying, what he said. By the way, and so I might say, just so I could say, I thought Donald Trump was fantastic yesterday. I thought his little press gaggle after the vote, he was clearly, he's the adult in the room. Nancy Pelosi is making zero sense. And by the way, her own people are growing intolerant of her, you know, her just my way or the highway attitude. So I think that there's movement taking place. The problem is the urgency of reopening the government gets greater every single day that it's closed, and she's playing that for all it's worth. At the end of the day, some adult has to reopen the government, and we may not like the conditions of it. But so I thought the president was fantastic yesterday. I thought he was noble and courageous. I thought his accepting a re-invite at a later date when the government's open for this State of the Union was appropriate. It was respectful. It was the right call, in my view. Is it time for a national emergency? I think that's what he was setting us up for yesterday. And we said we have lots of other options. I admire him for wanting to go through this process the way we're going through it. I think it strengthens his hand for a national emergency. I certainly think that what's going on at the border itself does that. I think when you look at what's coming toward the border, when you see what's going on in Venezuela, I think his political case is building, and his legal case, I think he feels, is already very strong. To answer your question in a more succinct way, I do believe we're near that time when he should maybe declare national emergency. As much as I hate that as if you have a Speaker of the House that is so obstinate that she will not even agree to come to a meeting to discuss the terms, and it's got to be 100% her way or nothing, then you don't have much choice if you're Donald Trump.
Monty has a question for Senator Cramer. Let's go to you next. Monty, go ahead.
Yeah, Senator Cramer, this is the same topic I talked with you before about, but I have in front of me a piece of paper from the American Center for Law and Justice that states that unelected federal bureaucrats in the U.S. Department of Education are signing off on 3.3 million of your tax dollars to indoctrinate our children and grandchildren with Buddhist dogma. And they call it mindfulness. I think those people need to be fired.
Well, and I told you I think that we would look into it, and I have not heard from my staff and what they found out about it, so maybe by the end of the hour I can get a little bit more information. I'm not on that committee, as you might know, so I wouldn't have a direct oversight opportunity, but I do have oversight authority as just being a senator in terms of I can make an inquiry and a suggestion depending on what we find out. But let me first get the information from my staff based on our previous call, which was, I think, at least a couple of weeks ago now.
Sounds goofy and sounds like sometimes things we hear out of education just scare the daylights out of you, but that organization you're talking about is the Source Money is a good one.
And that's an important point, Scott. I'm glad you said that because what Monty is citing is not, we're not talking about some sort of gadfly group here. We're talking about pretty darn serious lawyers who look out for the Constitution clearly and appropriate separation of powers. And he's not citing a bad source. He's citing a very good source.
Thanks for the call, Monty. We appreciate it very much. Let's go to Margie in Stanley. Margie, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Margie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead for Kevin Cramer.
Okay, good to hear from you. Question. If the laws originate in the House of Representatives,
mm-hmm.
and they had voted on these things, those two things yesterday, mm-hmm. Were they ever discussed or brought up or anything in the House of Representatives, or is this just Nancy Pelosi's?
Okay,
one?
So I love this question, Scotty, because it's an honest civics question. So what we discussed, the two votes in the Senate yesterday, one was, they call them, what they do is, how we refer to them for simplicity, basically, is one was the McConnell Amendment, that's the Republican Amendment, and then the other one is called the Schumer Amendment. That's, of course, the Democratic Amendment. And the reason they're called amendments, Marjorie, I think this gets to what you're asking, is because they are House bills. They originated in the House. So they're amendments to a bill that came over from the House. Now, without getting too in the weeds, but although you might find it somewhat fascinating, this is important, first of all, because it's constitutional, right? Spending begins in the House, so we can only deal with House bills. And then the vote for cloture, which is what we did yesterday, has its own ramifications, should it pass. It has to do with rules of debate, the final outcome, how many votes it takes to pass it. But they're both House bills that were course amended that in the Senate.
So that's how they kept it technical. Hope that helps, Margie. Thanks. More with Senator Cramer next.
Ethanol is part of North Dakota agriculture. Just imagine a North Dakota without ethanol. We asked North Dakota farmers what that would mean, including Tyson Rosenau, who had a message for all of us.
Renewable energy and burning North Dakota corn in the tank really helps us out, and it's good for everybody.
Tyson, what kind of impacts would come from a North Dakota with no ethanol?
It would drastically change the way we farm, that's for sure. Marketing our corn demand would be greatly reduced to the point where we wouldn't be farming it anymore. So ethanol has been outstanding a way for us to get rid of corn as far as basis levels, just being able to find a home for all this corn that we grow. And sometimes people say we're too good of farmers in the United States of America, and we just got to find a home for all the bushels we raise.
How about one more message before we let you go for everyone listening?
Put E15 in the tank when you can find it. Help out as corn farmers.
Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. This doesn't have anything to do with the president. Doesn't have anything to do with the White House.
That's how White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders is characterizing the arrest of Roger Stone, a former Trump associate and advisor who's accused of obstructing an official proceeding, making false statements, and witness tampering. The charges submitted by the federal grand jury that's working with special counsel Robert Mueller, and Stone was arrested by FBI agents early today in Florida. Considering the charges, Sanders was asked by reporters whether President Trump had directed Stone to lie.
Frankly, it's just insulting. It's just not true.
There's a ground stop right now at New York's LaGuardia Airport, and the FAA says several other major airports are experiencing delays because of staffing issues as a result of the partial government shutdown. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
On your mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Questions, comments for Senator Kevin Cramer. Welcome today on the program on the Talk Radio Town Hall. And by the way, we're talking a little bit, obviously, about the government shutdown and the border crisis and the funding for the border barriers and the wall and everything else. But anything on your mind is certainly welcome today on the program.
Well, by the way, Scott, well, since you said that, if I just throw out a couple of things, I'm happy to talk about this Covington Catholic school situation that the media has absolutely revealed the worst of them in. I'm beyond frustrated. I really am indignant that our media has done what they've done and are continue to, by the way. So, you know, that's one that I would just throw out in case anybody wants to talk about.
Yeah, I know. I am too. I just am perplexed by it. I can't even believe it. The other one is what happened this morning with Roger Stone as well. Let me take this call and we'll come back to a couple of those and welcome others as well. We're brought to you today in part by DAC Diesel. You know, it can be difficult to complete your daily activities when you got a necessary piece of your equipment out of commission, diesel truck, tractor, whatever. So instead of taking it to, you know, the same old auto shop for repairs, bring it to a service center that specializes in diesel vehicles, and they're going to prevent you from having to come back again and again and again. You're going to have it done right. At DAC Diesel, they're in Bismarck. Great experience. Been doing this for a couple of decades. Constantly learning, too, providing the most efficient service to the clients. You want an appointment, call them at 701-258-5011. 701-258-5011, at DAC Diesel. Let's go to Bismarck. Let's go to Bismarck, shall we? Yes. Jamie, you're up on What's on Your Mind for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I just got a comment about this border wall situation and arguments going back and forth. You know, the Republicans are saying, you know, I can't believe they don't think this wall will work. And, you know, what do we got to do to convince them it'll work? And the Democrats are on the other side saying, you know, it's immoral and the walls don't work. And one thing that I'm not hearing Trump say or any people, you know, like on Fox News or any politicians I hear, I haven't been listening to much news, I'll be honest, because it's really
it's bad for your mental health. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I feel better when I don't do it. I do listen to Scotty's show every day.
There you go. But that's all you need.
One thing I wish you guys would push Senator Cramer is, you know, you guys need to say the main reason that the Democrats don't want this wall, because it's going to siphon off a ton of their votes. They already turned California, and they're turning all these other Southwest states. Texas is even getting turned a little bit. I mean, it's still red, but I mean, in my mind, that's the main reason they don't want it. And I don't hear anybody calling them out on it.
Yeah, Jamie, it raised an interesting point. And I'm not sure. I think, Jamie, some of that is some people are reluctant to because it sounds racist or it's, you know, it presumes certain
anyway,
things.
So.
Well, right. And then, right. And then I think the other part of it is some people may not even really believe that that's true, but I think the biggest reason is that it's just not been a focus because it's not the driving point. It's not one that motivates people or persuades a lot of people. I think that's more the issue. You know, if you're going to pick two or three things, that one maybe doesn't make the top of the list. That doesn't mean it's probably not accurate. What is interesting, though, Jamie and Scott, is this most recent poll that shows that among Hispanics, Donald Trump's popularity his favorable rating has jumped 19 points. And I think therein lies something that I think people have missed, Democrats have missed for a long time. And we've all assumed that people who are here legally, because we've been told so many times that this is anti-Hispanic, this is anti-Latino, this is anti-legal immigration. And here are a whole bunch of people who came here legally, frustrated to the point of, you know, his popularity going up nearly 20 points among Latinos who are here legally. Because he's taking a strong stance against those who are here illegally. And that's probably one of the better barometers that we've seen in a long time for this case.
Appreciate the call, Jamie. Got to keep rolling here. Lots of calls waiting to chat. Rhonda in Wadena, Minnesota. Go ahead.
Wanda, Minnesota.
Oh, you're in Wanda, not Wadena. Okay, all right. Well, I got bad eyes today. Yes, I didn't know there was a Wanda, Minnesota, to tell you the truth.
Me neither, but
no,
I like it.
No, I do.
Well, don't blink.
Okay. Those are the best kind of towns, trust me.
Yes, they are. They usually have a good cafe.
Yeah, darn right.
That they do. I have to agree on that. The cafe, the bank, and the post office.
There you go.
The main essentials. But what I'm calling about is the per diem, protect drivers on the new tax law.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that you guys put in.
Yes.
We are not able to deduct our per diem no more, which comes to anywhere between $14,000 and $16,000 a year. I talked to three CPAs, and on my taxes, it's going to amount to about $4,000 that it will cost me that I won't get back from the taxes. So that means that all construction workers that work away from home, all truck drivers that are not owner-operators, and all salesmen are not going to be able to collect their per diem. This is an astronomical amount.
But Yeah. Can I just ask a clarifying question so I understand it better? So when you stated the number, is that the actual amount that you're losing, or is that just the amount of your per diem that wouldn't be deductible?
No, it varies per year. You know, it depends on how many nights you're out overnight.
Yeah.
But the total deduction comes to anywhere between $14,000 and $16,000.
Okay.
And so
that
we can't deduct that anymore. So I know it's supposed to be made up in the payroll, but it is not even coming close.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Is the doubling of the standard deduction, if you know you're doubling the standard deduction to replace the other itemized deductions, should you choose them. So let me, Scotty, we'll look a little more into it so I have a better, you know, sort of understanding of it. I think we did deal with this maybe on the show even a year ago, Scott, but it's been a while. So let me look into it, see what, if any, options there are or what, you know, at least give you a more intelligent review of the actual part of the, you know, of the bill that you're talking about.
So stay tuned, Wanda.
So she's from Wanda, but what's your name? Is it Rhonda from Wanda or did
Rhonda from Wanda.
I'm thinking that, you know.
That's cool. There's a song there.
We won't forget. Yeah, Rhonda from Wanda. They're exactly right. Thank you, Rhonda. Call again. Appreciate it very much. Mark and Bismarck next for Senator Kramer. Go ahead.
Hey, Senator, I think it's great you come on every week on this to keep us kind of up to date what's going on. But I'm starting to get very angry with Congress. When is somebody going to have the gonads to stand up and say enough of this garbage? Between the indictments from this Russian case that's nothing to do with Russia, between the shutdown with the government, nobody willing to come together and work and make this. When is a member of Congress going to stand up and say, enough of this? We need to quit acting like kids.
So a couple of things. First of all, with regard to, you know, the latter point, the one thing about Congress is it isn't run by one person. That's sort of the genius of the founders. There are 535 members of Congress, and as much power as a chairman has over their issues, and as much influence as a leader has or a speaker has, although I'd say from a power standpoint, the speaker probably has the most. There are a lot of people saying exactly that. Lots of members of Congress are saying exactly what you're saying. But you still have to cobble together in the Senate 60 votes and in the House, of course, 218 to move something and that gets a presidential signature. So the founders created this, what appears like chaos, but they did create this very complicated and difficult situation so that big things wouldn't happen too easily. And
aren't there enough members of Congress that are fed up with this that they just could come together?
So we
need to stop.
Yeah. No, there are, and we're to the, getting more and more to a breaking point, but I will tell you that.
Well, can I interject? That's sometimes when I get the most worried. I must admit, when I saw that yesterday with Lisa Murkowski and Ben Cardin, I'm thinking, oh man, I mean, Lisa Murkowski has gone El Flaco, you know, and then you've got Cardin over there and they're doing this bipartisan compromise on it. Then it's sort of be careful what you wish for too, Mark. That's why I like the president. He doesn't care about the political ramifications of this right now. He is like a dog on a bone to get border security, which no other president's been able to do. But I mean, we got to worry about big kumbayas too, don't we?
But to a point though here, Scotty and Mark, Scott's talking about, you know, a pretty good illustration. Let me give you another one. Remember the bill yesterday that was the president's proposal got 50 votes, and one of the 50 was a Democrat. It was Joe Manchin. Two were very conservative Republicans who voted no because it was a compromise, even though the compromise was solely presented by Donald Trump, you know, nothing the Democrats agreed to. Even at that little bit kept two of our more conservative members, and very good members, by the way. I mean, Mike Lee and Tom Cotton are two of the smartest people I know, and they couldn't bring themselves to vote for it because it was too compromising. So, yes, there are a lot of people frustrated. I can tell you yesterday in the 2 hours we were with the vice president at lunch, that by the way, just so I want to make this clear, too, there was no shouting. There really wasn't. It was a very respectful 2 hours. But there were some people that feel very strongly about certain things, including exactly what you're talking about in terms of enough is enough. But here's the other thing. In addition to the Cardin Murkowski discussion, I don't know if you saw it on C-SPAN or not, but there's a lot of that going on. I mean, I had a good conversation in the, you know, just off the chamber with a couple of Democrats and another Republican about what's the breaking point, what's the number you can agree to, you know, what will Nancy Pelosi. I will tell you, there's a lot of frustration with Nancy Pelosi, and that frustration includes a lot of Democrats because she is a person who consistently says not just no, but H no, and not just I won't, not only will I cannot compromise, that's a non-starter. You know, non-starters mean no starting. And there's a growing frustration with her, even among her own, by the way. As you know, 30 Democrats sent her a letter the other day saying enough is enough. We need to get this government open. So it just sometimes takes longer, Mark, than it probably should. And it's hard to watch from a distance. It's even harder to watch up close.
Certainly share your frustration, Mark. Thanks for the call. Appreciate you listening very much. Tom, Devil's Lake, Bob, Valley City, Jeff, Jamestown in queue on the lines, and lots of texts to get to, too, in our final segment with Senator Kevin Cramer in the weekly Talk Radio Town Hall. We will talk Covington, and we will talk Robert Mueller. I promise. We'll get those in as well because they've been two hot-button topics this week. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Scott Hennen. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City, Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hello, I'm Randall Borkus. Want to make sure your life savings, the family farm, or business aren't lost to healthcare or nursing home costs? At Howard & Borkus Law Group, we have a solution. We've helped countless families preserve their treasured family assets for the next generation, and we can do the same for you. Howard & Borkus Law Group, number 7, 3rd Street, Minot, North Dakota. Call now, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904.
Going once, going twice, sold, sold, sold. Have excess equipment? Don't sell yourself short. Attract buyers 100% online with our international bidders list. Sell all over the world, from your location or ours. There are no buyer's fees, and we have auction guarantees. Auction Block, equipped for success.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hypers, one of our fine sponsors on this program, is a go-to source. You got an equipment auction in your future? They have that great auction center of North America in Steele. It's very centrally located, bringing a lot of big equipment from all over. And, of course, folks can bid online or go in there in person. So if you got an equipment auction you're thinking about, call the pros. Real estate, land management, they do all that. Land auctions as well. In fact, today there's a land auction happening in Hunter, North Dakota, 1,217 acres. That's a beautiful prime Cass County cropland, 5 o'clock today. And they're doing written bids on that. So find out more about that at Pipers.com. Pipers.com. That's when they're due by 5 o'clock today. And then next Friday, land lease auction on cropland and hayland acres in Bowman and Slope counties in North Dakota. Back with more with Senator Kevin Cramer. Quickly, because I know we want to get to a lot of topics here in the remaining time that we have, but what was your take on what happened with these kids on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial and the treatment of them by the media and the, you know, I guess, glorification of someone that has had a history of the minimum being a professional protester and a liar about his military service in Nathan Phillips? What do you make of this story?
It's why no one watches it anymore. I had never heard of this Savannah Guthrie before. I couldn't name three people that are on the Today Show or the ABC or CBS shows. I don't care. And I think a lot of people are like that. It's the most disgusting, but it's also the most, I think it's the strongest evidence. And while there's mountains of it, it's the clearest illustration of just how bad our media has become, how absolutely pathetically biased they are, how much they hate Catholic, Christian, how much they hate white, how much they hate Donald Trump, and it's all in plain sight for everybody to view now. And they still, so they've gone from blatant now to this sort of subtle way of pushing their bias. Do you think you should apologize? Have you apologized yet? She says to a young man who hasn't done anything wrong.
First question.
So I was watching a Fox News show a couple days ago, and of course that's what resulted. The result was me being on the show the next day, and I tweeted about a Washington Post reporter who admits that they jumped to judgment too quickly and then says, however, had these kids not been there, had they chosen not to wear MAGA hats, where was their chaperone, and why didn't that chaperone remove them from this situation? They did nothing wrong. There's no however, there's no but. Their sin, the crime they committed, was being Catholic, Christian, white boys and girls who support Donald Trump. That's what they, so everybody, never mind this god-awful, militant, evil spewing Hebrew Israelite group that hates white people, that hates Native American people, that hates Jewish people, that hates black people who associate with white people, spewing hate. By the way, I would encourage everybody, if you've not done it, if you have any interest at all, I'd encourage you to watch the 1 hour and 46 minute unedited, non-clean version, so you see what these kids were up against. These kids who did, well, let me say it again, nothing wrong. Of course, they have the other ultimate evil, evil sin that they committed of being pro-life on top of everything else. I'm so fed up with our media, Scott. I cannot tell you how fast.
That's bad. It's bad. I mean, the BuzzFeed thing, another example. I'll give you another one. CNN today is at the home of Roger Stone, a gadfly pundit, friend of the president's, who's, you know, the latest indictment, no Russian collusion alleged. It's, you know, he said this, but it was this, and, you know, you lied to Congress, whatever. If he lied, he ought to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. The idea that he's a flight threat, how much do you think we spent arresting him today, the FBI, and then they have CNN there? What do you think of that?
Well, certainly it makes sense that you'd call a gadfly news organization to be in attendance when you arrest a gadfly political consultant or whatever the heck. I've never seen Roger Stone in my life. I've never met him in my life. But he's a gadfly. He's not only is he not a threat to flee, he's not a threat to anything. He's a gadfly. I don't know any other way to put it. Now, whatever he did wrong, he should be, like you said, punished for. But remember that they also went to his home and raided it with long guns and armor and hammering, and, you know, they raided his home, and he's a nobody. I mean, I don't even know how to put it. It shows you what a sham this whole thing is becoming, and it's tragic. It's, again, but there was CNN. Somehow they knew it was going to happen at 6 in the morning or whatever time it was.
No kidding. Let's get Tom in Devil's Lake in here. Last call we have time for. Sorry, folks. We're just going to run out of time today. So many issues. Go ahead, Tom, quickly.
Super. The issue on the shutdown, or any issue, I would like to know if it's possible for both sides of the House to take a blind vote. It's non-traceable, non-electronic. and let each people let each person vote on a piece of paper. That way the heads of the parties don't know where it's coming from, and they have an idea of the strength of the positive or the negative on whichever issue it might be. And if they can't do that, I'd like to know why. I'll hang up and listen.
Sure. Well, the why would be I'm sure there's a rule against it. It's not, transparency is one of the things that the Congress, does do pretty well. And thanks to C-SPAN and electronic voting and those kinds of things. But, could you do it that way? I don't know. I'm not sure it'd be a really big different outcome, largely because there'd always be the fear that someone would find out, but it's an interesting concept.
All right. We'll do this again next Friday, and no doubt will be an interesting week. Thank you, Senator. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
On What's On Your Mind. How about that? Derek. Derek wins our MyPillow for Hour 2.
Are you looking to advance your career or encourage your employees to expand their skills? A business partnership with the University of Mary provides scholarships to employees as they earn their degree or certificate. Our courses are taught by real-world experts, so you can apply what you learn the very next day and take your next steps towards success. Classes start every 5 weeks. Learn more today at umary.edu/partner or contact us at 800-288-MARY.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.